My father always had a boat. When he had a number of different boats over the years. It's funny. My father and I were very, very different people. I don't know how an acorn could fall so far from the tree. You know, he loved being on the boat, and I got seasick just looking at one. And one time he said to me, he said, "You know, Gary, this is all in your head." He said, "I'm going to blindfold you," and he used to dock it at the Long Beach Marina in California, and he put a blindfold on me, and the minute we got past the breakwater, that was it. I said, "Dad, it's not in my head, it's a little bit lower down." However, he had a number of boats over the years, but he had an unusual circumstance occurred. He owned, at one point, a racing yawl and had gone through a number of races. Anybody here a boat person that has had a boat? So this thing had a very large mainmast and an equally large keel so that it wouldn't keel over, I guess. That's a good way to put it. And so it could go really fast. My dad said he didn't need any boating lessons. No. You know, he was fine the way he was. And he did a pretty good job. I don't know where he learned how to do this. He used to sail from Long Beach Harbor to Catalina Island. The only way I would get there is on the SS Catalina, which was a huge thing that was... Anybody ever been on the SS Catalina? No? Yes? I think it's in Mothballs now. Which is where I got this story out of Mothballs. One day my dad, he had this boat, and it was called the Panic. That was the name of this boat, the Panic. And there's a spot between the harbor where you leave and Avalon Bay, where he was going, where you can't see where you've been or where you're going. You're just out what looks like the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And that's when you need your compass, or today we'd use a GPS. It wasn't invented then. And so my dad was sailing in this boat, which, of course, he had bought used. And suddenly something happened to it. He had the mainsail up, and the thing almost capsized. And he didn't know what was going on. Suddenly it was very unstable. So he managed to get it home. And what had happened was that it had a 2,000-pound racing keel on the bottom made of lead. And it came off and landed in the ocean. Yeah, and he had his mainsail up when that happened. So he didn't flip over. I asked him, "How did you get home, Dad?" And he said, "Very carefully." And so I think of this story whenever this gospel comes up, because Jesus says, if you keep my commandments, you will love me, and I'll reveal myself to you. The world does not know because it doesn't believe in the Holy Spirit. It doesn't see the Holy Spirit, so it doesn't follow the Holy Spirit, but you know. And I think that we're all like boats out in the water. You know, we've launched, we've all had a launching at our birth. We don't remember it. Others do, and we have pictures of that great moment when we set out on the sea of life. And right now, depending on how far away from the dock you are, none of us can see the destination. We only see it in faith. But we also, many of us are beyond the point where we really remember where we were, where we began. We have others remember this for us, and we're out in the middle of the ocean. How are we going to find our way? What is our spiritual GPS? It is the commandments. Those who don't know him aren't going to follow the commandments. They're going to get lost. They won't know where we're going. Some people say there's no destination, that somehow we launched, but the boat is just simply going to drift. Therefore, we don't need anybody to guide us. We can do it ourselves. Thank you very much. My dad said that. He said he was a good boat person, salesman. That's pretty good. Well, my dad used to say puns, and I picked up that at least from him. But when this happened, he needed some lessons, and he didn't have them. He did manage to get home, but it was a long journey with a small sail. And we, too, need guidance to keep us on the path that God has in mind. We are not drifting aimlessly. We see the advocate in faith, if not in reality. I had dinner with Father Tim down the road here in Queen of Peace a week or two ago, and we went to a restaurant. The doors back in the back of this restaurant, there's an inner door and an outer door, just like we have here in the back of this church. And I was right behind a nice couple, an older couple. This man held the door for his wife, and she went through, and Father Tim and I were right behind this. Guess what happened? they let the door slam right in my face. Yep. You know, maybe it's the way I was raised, but I always take a quick glance back to see if there's somebody back there. Do most of you do that? I just consider it common courtesy. And so I had the door slam in my face, and I thought, well, maybe it was an accident. So we got to the second door. Bang! See, and the person going through was like this. You know, and I had a moment of awareness, though. That's not a mortal sin or anything, but I thought, you know, life is really, instead of saying, love one another, love your neighbor, and love God, be kind to one another. You know, isn't that what most love is? Isn't it mostly a matter of kindness? Of being aware of people around us. Life, if we're not aware of others, these situations God constantly puts us in, especially with people we don't know or are irritating. A lot of you will be with family for Memorial Day. There's always somebody causing troubles or did cause troubles once, and here they are. But these are all part of our growth experiences. And if we go through life thinking only of our spouse and the people behind you, I don't care about you, we're really missing what life is all about, because this is what it's about, becoming aware of the people around us. Otherwise, we're like we're in a boat and we're only concerned with ourselves. But when I get in trouble, I'm going to need someone beside myself to get out of that trouble. We may think we're self-sufficient, but we haven't been tested yet. Wait till the racing keel comes off in life, and then we find out, yes, we really do need a God. It is not enough to just trust in myself. The winds come, and they blow the boat. We have to take the mainsail down, because otherwise it's going to capsize, and God is with us and guiding us. Sometimes he's asleep in the back of the boat. Sometimes the boat is ready to go down and he still won't wake up, but he's there and he's with us. Today, as we continue to go through Easter, we still see our Lord giving us advice. He says, the people of the world do not know what's going on. People who do not know me, but you know how to love me. Keep my commandments. That's how you'll know you're loving me. How you treat your neighbor is the measure of your love for me. And we hear it 100 times on Sundays. But this is the secret of life. It's the secret to growth. It's the secret to our Lord, who thought not of himself, but of everyone else, to the point of giving his own life for us. We have trouble even with the smallest kindnesses. In the boat of life, sometimes we find ourselves swamped with water. The rains come. We are either listing to starboard or listing to port. Sometimes we can't see the destination. We can't see where we came from. We're out in the water, out in the fog. But if Christ is setting our goal, if he's our GPS, if we're following those commandments, he will bring us safely home.